The man known as Rhode Island's Rascal King is attempting another political comeback. Buddy Cianci is 73. He served a total of 2 decades as mayor of Providence, though his time in office was split up by a felony conviction for assault, another for corruption, and time in federal prison. Now he wants the people of Providence to elect him as mayor once again. Ian Daunis of Rhode Island Public Radio reports.
Buddy Cianci went to work on a recent Wednesday like it was just another day at the office.
Buddy Cianci, the voice of Rhode Island.
Yet once Cianci began speaking to his fans on talk radio WPRO, it became clear something was different.
Very happy to take your calls. I know there might be a lot of interest here as to whether or not I'm going to run for mayor of the city of Providence or not. And so
Cianci is a legendary political figure, and not just in Rhode Island. But former Brown University professor Darrell West says it's hard to imagine Cianci even running for office in states less tolerant and less colorful than Rhode Island.
This is a guy who has been convicted twice and spent 4.5 years in federal prison. But despite that kind of background, it's not inconceivable that this guy can end up becoming the next mayor of Providence.
Cianci took over City Hall as a Republican anti-corruption candidate in 1974 and resigned 10 years later after assaulting a man he suspected of sleeping with his estranged wife. He then regained power as an independent on a paper-thin margin in 1990. Cianci touted a string of improvements while presiding over the nationally hyped Providence Renaissance of the 90s. The economy was good, and residents felt better about themselves. But Cianci wound up in prison after being convicted of one count of racketeering conspiracy in 2002. Cianci has been a talk show host since being freed in 2007. He used his last radio broadcast before his campaign to assert Providence has backtracked since he left office and that he's the guy to fix that.
I am mindful that the people will expect more from me than from any other candidate for public office in Rhode Island. They will not be disappointed.
Cianci is running for mayor as an independent and as he wraps up treatment for colon cancer. In Providence's version of Little Italy, Di Pasquale Square feels like a European-style plaza, with water spouting from a central fountain and umbrella-topped alfresco tables ringing nearby cafes and restaurants. Old-timers who've moved to the suburbs still come back to chat with one another on a nearby bench. Mario Santamassimo of North Providence says he'd volunteer to help Cianci's campaign in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's smart, very smart, good politician. He knows how to work the system, get the system going.
If the people don't want me, they don't have to vote for me, and that's not cocky. I realize I come with baggage. I understand that. But I think people have to take you for who you are. They know me from head to toe.
One person who knows Cianci is Phil West, the longtime former head of the good government group Common Cause of Rhode Island. West says he understands why people like Cianci, despite his troubled past.
Because he's so charming, and he's so entertaining, and he's so funny. And because they believe his spin on the stories, that he really didn't do anything wrong. He really didn't know what his underlings were doing.
West doesn't think Rodin's Rascal King has changed his bullying ways. And the presence of at least 4 candidates on the November ballot provides an opening for Cianci to regain power. For NPR News, I'm Ian Donis in Providence, Rhode Island.